Ladies and gentlemen, this is America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Your guide to protecting your personal health, bringing you simplified answers to the complex questions surrounding healthcare.
Everything from cancer to liver transplants.
Nutrition, exercise,
my yoga and Pilates instructor, Dana Goodale,
mental health, and even pet care.
Dr. Wayne Hunhausen, Westwood Animal Hospital.
Empowering you to take control of your health and wellness.
My very special guest today, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Welcome back, Grace Marie.
Well, Carrie, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I do have to say, you are the most knowledgeable about health policy. Just superlative.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. And now, America's Healthcare Advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, or one of our 16 podcast platforms where this show is posted every week, as well as our YouTube platform, America's Healthcare Advocate. So all these shows are recorded, posted on the podcast platforms. If you're listening across the country on one of our radio stations, we're happy to have you join us. And speaking of that, we have two new stations in Kansas, KMANAM. Every time I do this, I get that screwed up, Dave. KMANAM, 1350 in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. We're very happy to have them on board. That happens to be Dave's alma mater, so he's very familiar with Manhattan, Kansas. And KSAL, 1150 AM in Salina, Kansas. Happy to have them on board as our network continues to grow. They're all part of the America's Healthcare Advocate family. If you are looking for Medicare insurance or you're looking for ACA, maybe you're chronologically challenged like me and you're looking for a Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement, the good people at RPS Benefits by Design are happy to help you. 877-385-2224. Feel free to give the lovely Carolee Steele a call. She'll be happy to help you anywhere in the country. If you need help and you're in Medicare, she can certainly do that. Or if you're looking for an ACA policy, they can certainly help you with that as well. All right, back in studio with me. Welcome back, Doctor.
Oh, thank you very much, Carrie.
Dr. Arden Anderson, we are very happy to have him here with us today. We've done one of these shows with him before on the Pain Lab, folks, and we're going to talk about that clinic and what they do. We have in studio with us today, we're very fortunate, we have two of his patients. Sharon Everett is here today, and Sherry Herbst is here. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming up to the show today and joining us. So we're going to have a very interesting show today. When we did our last broadcast, we talked about some of the things that are happening at the clinic. These are solutions to people that have medical issues that are not being treated with drugs or surgical procedures or something else. Very, very different way of doing things. And it's working, and it's working really well. But we thought, what better way to get that message across to you than to actually have the patients come in and sit here with us today and tell their story? So that's what we're going to do. A little bit about Dr. Anderson. Was the chief medical officer at Reardon Clinic in Overland Park, staff physician at the Family Practice Occupational Medicine at McDonough Medical Center, medical director at Premise Health as well with Burns and McDonald's, and he also happens to be an Air Force flight surgeon. He was a colonel in the Air Force. We were both blue suiters.
So. Yes, that is correct.
Although I was a sergeant. I wasn't an officer. So we're happy to have you.
So welcome. You did most of the work.
That's what we used to say, at least where you didn't hear. That's definitely what we said, okay? So let's just start with Pain Lab and what you and Steve Sanborn have put together here and these treatments that, you know, we're talking about the Neuro 20 suit now. We're talking about some of this light therapy and some of the other things that you're doing that are really seeing people get remarkable results. We're going to talk about some of those results today, but let's just talk about the mission of Pain Lab and what you are all doing. Doctor?
Well, we basically started because of my own personal issues of having had concussions, multiple concussions, actually six with two loss of consciousness, and as well as having a number of musculoskeletal issues myself with having had back surgery and still remaining some neuropathy things going on in my left leg as a result of that. We And in our practice, we saw a lot of people with neuropathy, both peripheral neuropathy and kind of central neuropathy as well, up the back and also into the lower extremities and upper extremities. We had a lot of people with headaches. We had a lot of people with wound issues. And most people think of, well, diabetics are the ones that have the most wound issues. But there's a lot of people that have wounds. Particularly as they get older, the skin gets thinner, so they bump it easily, it tears, and sometimes it becomes a chronic issue. And so we wanted an approach that would address these kinds of things, because in our family as well, having those kinds of problems. But neuropathy is something where basically it's numbness and tingling in the extremities to the point of not even being able to feel your feet. And so you have balance problems, you have walking problems, and some people, it's a pain issue as well that that neuropathy causes. And for most people, they're just drugged into oblivion. And rather than actually addressing it, because conventional medicine has no real ways of reversing it. They only have medications that will alleviate some of the symptoms. We were interested in, how do we actually reverse this stuff so that people can get back to normal functioning? And so initially, it was several years ago, because of the concussion issue, I heard an ad that Steve had put on about the Wavi, which is essentially a device that evaluates the brain waves and really gives us a quick 40-minute evaluation of whether or not you have some consequences of a concussion, or do you have a concussion. And so he and I eventually got together. That added in then the Neuro 20 aspect, which is really the FDA-approved EMS suit. Now, there are EMS suits out there that are strictly musculoskeletal oriented. They're not FDA approved. They're basically recreational suits. And yes, they do help for building muscle, but they do not have some specific frequencies that come under FDA medical regulations that the Neuro 20 has that actually stimulates then regeneration of nerve tissue. So it stimulates what's called brain neurotrophic factor, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which actually regenerates nerve tissue. And that is what helps us, a big component of reversing neuropathy, actually reversing neuropathy. We're not talking about just palliative therapy with this now, and a day later, then it wears off, you're done, you've got it back. And then in addition, adding the light, the Firefly light, to that process, many people, depending upon where they've had their injuries, we address the pain. We can address as well non-healing wounds that we're going to with our two patients that are here today, as well as we find that there's some benefit also in augmenting the Neuro 20 for concussion recovery. So we can also treat the head with that process. But so many people, and of course, many people are familiar with the opioid epidemic, the issues of people getting on pain medicines that are addictive. This is a non-pharmaceutical, non-invasive approach to solving a lot of these problems.
It's pretty remarkable.
It really is.
You know, I've been around this, what Steve has done and this whole process for some period of time. And the stories of people's recovery, of which we're going to hear two today, and you're going to talk about a third one, are quite remarkable. The thing that I think the takeaway here for all of you listening to this, I don't care where you're at in the country, they've got people coming in here from all over the country to get treatment, because this is I want to reiterate what he said, what doctor said. It's non-invasive and there are no drugs.
Correct.
Those are two things right out of the gate that if I have an issue and I'm looking for a way to treat that issue, if it's neuropathy or it's a wound issue, whatever the case may be, and I don't have to have a medication for it, or I don't have to go into a surgical procedure or something else, it seems to me that is something well worth exploring, doctor.
Absolutely, and that's why we're involved in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know, you said something in the first show that when you started doing this, we got break come up here in about a minute 30, but you said this reinvigorated you into your practice.
Absolutely, because we now have an answer to a lot of these problems that we didn't have. Yes, we can do IV therapies, we can do chelation, we can do a number of palliative type of therapies, and some of them help to slow down the processes. But we didn't really have anything that was actually reversing it. And why I was so excited about it as well, if we look back at Robert Becker, who was a orthopedic surgeon at Syracuse, he found in the 1980s that electromagnetic stimulation of the body, of the tissue, was a big component to regenerative therapies. And so move that forward to today, that's what we're looking at with the therapies we're using.
It's quite remarkable. If you know, if this sounds like anything you'd be interested in, maybe it's somebody in your family, maybe it's your mother, maybe it's your father, maybe it's your spouse, whatever, or maybe it's you. You want to give these folks a call. The number is 833-PAIN-LAB. That's really easy to remember, 833-PAIN-LAB. Their website, painlabkc.com. All this information is up there. Go to the website, painlabkc.com. It's all there. Or just call them. They'll be happy to have a consult with you and chat with you about what they can do. 833-PAIN-LAB is the phone number. Be happy to give them a call if they can help. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIU Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Don't go anywhere. The doctor is in the house. We'll be right back. Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIU Radio Network. You know, you hear this show, and maybe you, somebody in your family, maybe in your church group, whatever the case may be, and you think, you know what, this might really be helpful to them. I know somebody that's got horrible neuropathy. Maybe this would be helpful then. Go up to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Dave posts all these shows up there. They're also on our YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate, and we're on 16 podcast platforms. So you can look on any one of those podcast platforms, Spotify, it doesn't matter. We're up there. And those shows are all posted up there. And you can tell them, listen to the show, and they can listen to what actually happened in the studio here. It might be of a lot of help to them. And that's a great way to do this. So, all right, well, welcome back. And thank you all again for being here. So, doctor, we're going to talk with your patient, Sharon Everett. Now, Sharon is a young 92 years old and plays pickleball. She was playing tennis up until not very long ago, but now she switched to pickleball. So welcome, Sharon. I hope when I get to 92, I'm doing as well as you are.
Thank you.
Well, happy to have you in here. So what happened to you? And then tell the story of what happened to you. We talked about this before we went on air. And then what happened after you got the treatment at Pain Lab?
Okay. I had an accident, split my leg open, actually on the same place that it had been split open before, but had healed. This was bad. My doctor said, you know, I patched it up. My doctor said I needed to go to the pain lab over on 87th and Lackman, and they needed to use the blue and red light on my leg. And I had never had any reason to doubt that, and I went over there, and they used a treatment of blue and red light and red infrared light on my leg for 10 minutes. It stopped bleeding. By the time I left that 10 minutes, the bleeding had stopped. They kept it bandaged simply because they didn't want me to hit it again.
Makes sense.
And reopen it.
Okay.
Anyway, I had two more treatments, and by the end of that third treatment, it was completely gone, healed. I didn't have to go through surgery. I didn't have to go through antibiotics because the blue light takes care of all the antibiotics on your skin and even deeper. I am a true believer of this procedure. I think it needs to be used and accepted by all hospitals. It needs to be on the front lines where the military are in combat. Any kind of an open wound can be healed almost instantly with this blue light and red light. It's absolutely amazing. It should be used in all the hospitals, anywhere else where there's any kind of injury, whether it be any place on your body they can get to, and It's just a revealing factor that it works.
Doctor, so talk about the technology behind this. A couple things that stood out there. Number one, no issue with antibiotics or using antiseptics because obviously you're not worried about infection and why. And the second thing is, how does this technology get the skin, the muscle, the tissue to close up and heal like that? I mean, three treatments and she's done. She didn't have to go into the ER and get stitched up. God knows that wouldn't have been much fun. Okay, and then you got to get the stitches out and then you're worried about infection. So let's go through that, doctor.
The net effect really is that we're increasing local blood flow significantly. So the body itself then has the mechanisms necessary to actually heal the tissue. And so just a little elaboration on Sharon's. So this is on the shin. So the skin is very thin. And as people get older, the skin gets thinner and thinner. So, you know, the back of your hands and your shin in particular. And she had had a similar thing. She was playing tennis last year, got hit with a tennis ball right on the shin, and it just opened up like a cracked egg, that skin. It took at least 3 months for that to heal. And we bandaged it and rechecked it, and we did antibiotics on it and all kinds of things. It took 3 months for that to heal. Where this time she bumped it, and it looked almost exactly the same when I first saw it as she had just done previously that year, last year. And so I said, we can't wait on that. Get in there. Let's get that light on it. The blue and red combination with the deep infrared. So we're attacking or going after pathogens. The blue lights will help to suppress some of those. You're not going to be completely aseptic, but you're going to suppress those so that the immune system can control most of that. And the red light then is helping to stimulate that blood flow so that you actually get granulation tissue coming in and a rehabilitation of that whole process. And so it's not really a time issue. It's about getting the biochemistry set up so that the tissue can heal. And obviously without that, it took 3 months before for that to be sufficient. And particularly when you think about those things, you don't have a lot of blood flow in that real thin skin on the shins and the back of the hands, and that's why it takes so long to heal.
Right.
But with this, it stimulates bringing that blood flow back into those local areas that have been injured.
And she did this in three treatments.
She did this in three treatments. And unbeknownst to me as well, and she showed me this, she also had this huge lesion on the back of her upper back, that looked like old shingles, but it was still open and oozing like shingles, if you've had those.
Yeah, I've had them.
And Steve has been treating those, and those have healed up as well. And so, and she'd had that for how long, Sharon?
3 years.
3 years, and it hadn't healed up.
Well, I kept irritating it because every time you sit down, you lean back.
Right.
And so it was constantly being irritated. So it just never had a chance to really heal. And I just made up my mind. I said to myself, what it did to my shin, I'm going to see if it can do anything for my back. And Arden said, Dr. Anderson said it was fine. We tried it, and it's like almost gone. And that's been, I don't know, 2 months that I've been getting 10-minute treatments with the infrared and the red and the blue light. And I am an absolute firm believer of its healing power.
Well, obviously, based on what you went through, you would be, I can see that. And doctor, you know, you're supervising a treatment and the difference this is making. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm 75 years old, and I can tell you that, you know, yeah, you do, your skin is thinner. I've got bruises on my hands right now, et cetera. I mean, we don't heal as quickly, but at 92 years of age, you know, Sharon comes in and gets three of these treatments, and this wound, which was open, and the same wound that you'd seen months before, in three treatments, turns around, is completely healed, and you're not having any issues with it now at all.
Right? Not at all. Now, this place on my back was caused by wire in a bra that I was wearing. Okay, that's been eliminated. I threw those away. And so since then, I have had Steve take care of me with the infrared lights, and it's just helped tremendously.
That's fantastic. You know, if you, you know, this sounds too good to be true. It's not. Okay, that's why they brought. Look, it's one thing for me to tell you about these things or even bring doctor in here. It's something else when we actually bring the patient in here, which is why they, you know, Steve went through the trouble of doing this, and so did Dr. Arden Anderson today to come in here and do this, to get these folks in here so they can actually tell you what they went through and how it worked. If you want help, you know somebody that needs help, the phone number to get a hold of them is 833-PAIN-LAB. It's really easy to remember, 833-PAIN-LAB, or the website
brandnewday.live. That's brandnewday.live.
Give them a call. They'll be happy to chat with you and see if they can help you. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website americashealthcareadvocate.com. We had a lady in West Virginia last week who reached out to us and listened to the radio show. She needed some help. We were happy to help her. If you have a question, a comment, or something I can help you with, go to the website, send me an email. I will get back to you and happy to chat with you about anything. If it revolves around health or healthcare, whatever the case may be, feel free to go to the website and do that. We'll be happy to get in touch with you. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com is the website. My producers, Dave Garner Cowdery, behind the microphones, and as always, Dave Thiessen, the man behind the cameras, the man who puts all these shows up on our podcast platforms as well as on our YouTube platform. So that's how we get all this done today up here at the Cumulus Studios, our flagship here in Overland Park, Kansas. All right, once again, if you are interested in reaching out to the folks at Pain Lab, the phone number is 833-PAIN-LAB. Really easy to remember that one. Or
brandnewday.live.
All right, so Sherry, tell us your story and how you went to Pain Lab and what worked for you and what happened to you. So take it away, Sherry.
Okay. In June, I cut my heel with a heavy wrought iron pool gate, and it cut it deeply enough that I ended up having to go to the ER, and they did 9 stitches on the inside because I had cut a couple of tendons and it had nicked the Achilles tendon, and then 11 on the outside. They put me in a full boot for 14 days, which was 24 hours a day and miserable. And when I got up and started walking around in it, which is what they wanted me to do, the stitches split open. And I am a patient of Dr. Arden Anderson, and I have seen him for my compounded hormones and prolotherapy. And I went in to see him for another problem, and Dr. Anderson looked at my heel, which by that time was about 4 inches split open from top to bottom and then around the heel, and it was getting infected. And so he immediately had me go see Steve at the pain lab. And we did the blue light and red light treatment on my heel. And it had been open. It was starting to get infected. It was awful. I couldn't use any antibiotics or anything because it affected the tendons. So this immediately started to heal the infection. It started closing the wound almost like a clamshell. And I probably had 3 treatments before it was completely closed, and another 2 treatments after that just to help it heal a little better. Since then, I have seen another healthcare person who looked at it, and they said, oh my gosh, that wound looks like it's 7 years old. It was amazing. I was willing to try anything. And I am telling you that I am a natural health advocate anyway, which is why I see Dr. Anderson. But the blue light, the firefly, is amazing.
Doctor?
It's actually a little worse than what she's describing. So what we see with wounds sometimes is that they dehisce. In other words, we get them put back together with sutures, and frequently you take the sutures out and then the wound just opens right up because it actually doesn't heal. Well, my concern with hers was not only were we having dehiscence, that wound was not healing with the sutures, she was getting so much swelling in the ankle and the foot, I was concerned about strangulation of the blood flow and landing her back in the hospital with an emergency surgery in order to open this up and relieve some of that pressure. Because when she came in to see me that day, the skin was very tight. It was glassy. It was so tight around her ankle and her foot. And so from my perspective, this was a near emergent issue of getting it treated with a light. And so we did, obviously, and started getting reversal of that. And so it was one of those things that she had tried the conventional approach. She'd been to the doctor. They were the ones that were taking care of them, following it, and it was not working. And so she really was, on the day she came in, she was quite frustrated about the whole process because it was actually getting worse by the day rather than going the other way that she had anticipated.
So let's go back to something she said that I thought was interesting. She said it was getting infected. Now, we talked about infection with Sharon. She never had the issue, but she had the issue.
She actually did have an infection.
And here's the other part of that equation. When you're again, chronologically challenged, okay, and these things these things happen, it can become much worse.
Absolutely,
okay?
Correct.
It can turn to sepsis. It can turn to who knows what. So talk about that again and the treatment. You know, Sharon went through the treatment without stitches, never had an infection issue. Talk about how the light, blue and red light, solved that issue without, and she couldn't take antibiotics. Sherry couldn't take antibiotics. So talk about how that interacted to solve that problem.
Right. Doctor. On that day, it actually was oozing pus out of the opening in the back of the ankle. And so the light, the blue light, will go after the infection. And the red light, getting more blood flow in there, allows the immune system to clear the debris and go after the infection as well to help clear that. So both targeting the infection with the blue light and the healing with the red light plus the infrared, getting extra blood flow in the area and let nature then take its course appropriately, which it did.
It's really remarkable. I mean, it really is. Without a surgical procedure, without medications, without drugs, she couldn't take antibiotics because of the other issues she had. A lot of people don't do well on antibiotics. There are a lot of side effects with them that cause problems. You know, to be able to do this and have the problem get resolved, it's pretty remarkable. I'm going to ask you to do one other thing without getting another family member upset at you. Tell the story about your grandson. This is not just for those of us that are seasoned citizens, okay? So her grandson got hit in the face, right, with a baseball.
Yes, my grandson is a pitcher, and he's 13. He pitches at about 70 miles an hour, and he was out of practice one night, and he was supposed to be standing behind a shield after he pitched the ball, but he didn't move quite fast enough. So he threw the ball to a kid that was 10 feet in front of him, and the kid hit the ball back and hit him squarely in the face. He ended up with a huge amount of swelling. His lip was 3 or 4 times the size
of
a normal lip.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
His eye was halfway swollen. So, of course, and he was bleeding profusely. So my son-in-law took him to the emergency room. They checked him over to make sure he didn't have a concussion. They were looking to see if he had any broken bones, whatever else. And so they sent him home, and the next day, or that night, my daughter sent me a picture of him, and I said, you have to send him to the pain lab. It will be miraculous what you see. So I had to convince her that this was really going to work, and so the next day, I had called Steve at the pain lab. He made room for him to go in, and he went in, had his first treatment, and this was like on a Tuesday morning. And by Friday, he was back in school, and you couldn't even tell he had been hit in the face.
It's remarkable, doctor.
It is.
So the difference here is not an open wound. It's a swelling. Yeah, so talk about that before we go to break. Got about 2 minutes.
Well, anytime you have a contusion, you're going to have a lot of blood accumulation and swelling of tissue just because of the injured tissue. And so by putting the appropriate light in there, we actually increase that blood flow so that the body does what it's supposed to do, which is to clear that old debris and then heal whatever damage in the tissue was damaged. And so we just essentially accelerate the process.
It is remarkable. You know, we do these kind of shows. They're unconventional, right? I mean, this is not the first time we've done something like this. We've done shows on the WAVI. We've done shows on the Neuro 20 suit. The purpose in doing these kind of shows is to bring information to the public across the country. There are people coming in here from Washington, D.C., from other places to get treatment because this treatment is very different in the way that it works. You can hear. It's non-invasive. There's no medications involved. We've got Dr. Anderson sitting here, okay, who's been practicing medicine for a very, very long time and clearly understands all of this. If you're listening to him, you can see that. This is an opportunity. The reason why I do these kind of shows is to inform and educate. And I hope that you're understanding that and you're hearing that out there. And if you know someone in need, this is a great opportunity to connect with them. Get them involved with the people at Pain Lab. It can make a huge difference for them. If you want to call them, the number is 833-PAIN-LAB, 833-PAIN-LAB. You want to give them a call. Or if you want to go up on the website, it's
brandnewday.live. That's brandnewday.live.
We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. When we come back, we're going to talk about that Neuro 20 suit and what a difference it made for someone is a patient of doctors. Stay tuned. We've got more. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. You know, you've heard this story. You've heard these patients in here today, Sherry and Sharon, talk about what they've done, how this has made a difference. You've heard doctor talk about it from a clinical standpoint as an expert in this field. If you want help, pick up the phone and call these people, okay? 833-PAIN-LAB. Maybe you've got a mother in a nursing home, you know, or an assisted living facility, and they're dealing with this issue. This is a way to get that issue solved. So once again, the phone number is 833-PAIN-LAB. The website is
brandnewday.live. That's brandnewday.live.
You can go up on the podcast platforms. We're up there on all of them, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon, you name it, we're on it. Okay, and you can tell someone, hey, listen to this podcast. This might be a big help to you, okay? You know, or go up on the YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate YouTube, and watch the show, just like we're doing it here in the studio. So once again, the phone number is 833-PAIN-LAB if you want to reach out for some help and a consultation. So let's talk about Earl Ostertag. This is the Neuro 20 suit.
Yes.
And this, let's just talk a little bit about the Neuro 20 suit and then what happened with Earl.
Okay, Neuro 20 suit essentially looks like a wetsuit.
Yep.
And it has silver lining in it. And it is then connected in with an electrical box and a software package that gives us the specific workouts that we want to do in there, whether it's conditioning or muscle strengthening or relaxation, whatever it might be. But the key to it is an FDA-approved specific pulse that stimulates brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is the factor that stimulates regeneration of nerves. Now, 20 years ago, we said that was impossible. You can't regenerate nerves, particularly in the brain. We know today that that's simply not true. You just have to hit it right. And you do have to have the nutrition on the foundation in order for whatever stimulation you do to have the building blocks to rebuild that. So this gentleman came in, he had peripheral neuropathy basically from the waist down through the ends of his toes. To the point, he was non-functional. He couldn't walk well, he had balance problems, he couldn't do anything around the home really to take care of himself or his family very well. And he had significant back spasms then attributed along with that. So particularly diabetics understand this. When you get to the point you can't feel the bottom of your feet, you don't know where you're stepping, and so your balance is terrible.
And he was a diabetic.
And he was that way. So we started treatment. Long story short, that's all gone now. It's gone to the point that he is back doing chores around the home, taking care of the family, doing everything that you would expect a man of his age to be able to do, now doing. And he could not do any of those things prior to getting the therapy.
How long has he been using the suit, and how long have the sessions that Steve's been providing, and what's the ballpark on?
We're only doing just a couple months, really, on that. And so he's just happy as a lark. But more importantly, he's able to take care of his family.
Yeah, but this is the whole issue with the way we do medicine in this country. There was no solution for that.
That's okay. Correct.
Well, we'll give you another med, okay?
That's correct.
Or
we'll just up them.
Yeah, correct. Okay, you're talking about something here where you put the suit on, and I'm very familiar with this suit and have worked with Steve with it for years. You put the suit on. The suit the treatment's tailored to that individual.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, and it's supervised.
Correct.
Okay, and then that suit starts this regeneration.
Correct.
That then allows people to make a full recovery like you've done.
That is correct. And typically we start out with twice a week therapy with them. But as we're finding, if we reduce that, like people are coming in from a long distance, we can actually treat them daily. We just go with a little lighter treatment daily. We could do it 5 days a week for people that may have to travel in from a long distance to do things. And so the things that we can treat with that are not just neuropathy, which is a pretty significant. We have another lady as well. She came in with significant neuropathy, and not only that, low back pain, and she was getting more and more difficulty with just functioning, and that's all gone. We haven't seen her back in over a month or two. It's gone. So she doesn't have the neuropathy anymore. She's back functioning like she was prior to that. So we'll take care of all kinds of things that are neurologically involved. Parkinson's, MS, drop foot, balance issues, pre and post surgery, as well as we can do the lungs and the sinus if you're getting infection or a bunch of junk in there and you can't get rid of, like we've had recently with a lot of things. Stroke patients respond extremely well with this therapy, getting them back to be able to function, getting some of that brain repaired from what was damaged during the stroke. Particularly their balance is a big issue for a lot of those people. We've treated transverse myelitis. It's really one of those things that we have known, like I said, since Robert Becker, theoretically could be done, but we didn't have the
tools,
if you will, in order to do that. And now we do with the Neuro 20 system.
Quite remarkable. We got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about the application of this in nursing homes, specifically
yes.
The wound care issue
yes.
And some of these other things.
Well, as we know, in so many elderly people in these nursing homes, they're not moving very much, so they're getting a lot of ulcers. Either decubitus ulcers, or they bump their foot, or they bump their leg, or their arm, or whatever. And so these things don't heal real well. One, because they're not moving around well. They don't have great circulation. But they suffer a lot then from those. Just the light with two or three treatments, we can heal most of those problems.
No meds.
With no medication, so we're not compounding their problems
right.
Biochemically,
right.
As well as no surgery, none of those kinds of things that are going to be invasive, causing problems for those people. And so, as well, some of them just have pain. I mean, they have shoulder pain, knee pain, ankle pain, and a lot of them are in a place, you're not going to do any invasive things anyway. They're not in good enough shape to do invasive
right.
things. But if you can give them some relief to have a better quality of life, that's all they're asking for.
And that's what can make a big difference here. And again, you know, like I said, the purpose of doing these shows is to educate. So let's say you've got a parent in a nursing home or a grandparent in a nursing home, and you're constantly trying to deal with this wound issue, okay, and they're treating it however they're treating it. It's not working. Well, okay, here's the solution. They can work. Could make a big difference for them. Okay, maybe you're a nursing home administrator and you know you've got this issue with patients in your home. This is another opportunity to do something that can make a big, big difference for your folks, okay? So if you're interested in getting information, you want to work with Dr. Anderson, you want to work with Steve Sanborn, who runs this clinic, you can do that by giving them a call at 833-PAIN-LAB, 833-PAIN-LAB, or the website
brandnewday.live. That's brandnewday.live. pickleball.live.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Sharon, for coming in today.
Yes.
We'll see you on the pickleball court, Sharon. She'll probably be on one of those televised pickleball tournaments. Stay tuned. You never know. All right. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Remember, friends, it's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the very best, you most often get it. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. Goodbye, America. Mm-hmm.